Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcast, or video streaming on Twitch. Just Twitch, because apparently YouTube is having some issues. I'm going to blame our Google overlords for that. It's nothing from our end of things, I don't believe. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now and you're just desperately trying to see Tom and I's face, go on over to Twitch and sign up there. You can find out all the information on how you can do that by going to f4wonline.com. But the bottom line is, no matter how you are here listening or watching me today, I just like to say thank you. Hopefully, wherever you are, it's sunny outside. And even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. A perfect day here on my portion of Delmarva. Sunny, like 75 degrees. It is cloudy and rainy in London, which is perfect weather for a guy from Seattle. Hopefully Brian got over there all safe and sound. He and Dave Meltzer, both over there, getting ready for a few days of activities. I'll let you know how you can join them, or join with them, at least on one of them a little bit later on. You can definitely join them by picking up tickets and going to try to find them at Wembley Stadium for the all-in show, because that's what they're going to be over there for. Stepping in for Brian, as always, Filthy's going to be here. We got a lot to get into today. Last night being AEW Dynamite, the go-home edition of the show for All In. And let you know what we thought about that show. And because he won't be here tomorrow, I'm going to get Tom's predictions for Sunday's show. Not sure if I'm going to be here tomorrow either. We're going to figure that out. It might be a members-only show, but we'll see. But a lot to get into, including the world title match, which, according to Dave Meltzer, in this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, could one day lead to a run by Darby Allin with that belt. Get Filthy's thoughts on that and a whole lot more when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Step that way, then step this way, step that way.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. We do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want to try to find us 24/7, you can do so on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Sunday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And on Sunday, Andrew Zarian joins you beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Speaking of Sunday, this coming Sunday, August 25th, 11 a.m., British Summertime, you can join Brian and Dave live in London 2, part 2, a special Wrestling Observer Radio Q&A on the historic Tattershall Castle steamship. They'll take all your questions and comments and any gifts you have that they don't have to declare going through customs on the way home. You can get both general admission and 7-star VIP tickets. They are available. Not many, though, so get them now. They've added more meet-and-greet tickets as well, which you can purchase separately. To buy those and for all of the information on the show, you can head on over to wolivelondon.com. And then you can buy your tickets and keep Brian company and let him know all of the good work that Filthy Tom Lawler and I have been doing in his absence. Filthy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Mike?
Not too bad. You seem a little distracted over there. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Trying to get rid of the virus off my phone from that link you sent me earlier this morning. But
the Sherry Deville Valentina Nappy one?
The All Japan.
Oh. Get your mind
out of the gutter.
Chance to fight through it and see that match by chance yet? The one from All Japan?
No, I didn't, but you sound like you're dying to talk about it, so.
I'm not. You know what? I am, but I'm going to save everybody who is a regular everyday listener and is not in the depths of Japanese wrestling. I'm going to make those people that actually love this stuff wait and become members to F4WOnline.com, because as soon as this show wraps up, Adam Summers and I will be doing the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, the longest-running Japanese wrestling-based radio show. It used to cover Japanese MMA, too, but long story there on what happened. But Yuma Anzai and Yuma Aoyagi on the 17th, I believe it was, for the All Japan Triple Crown a fantastic match. We are going to get into that match. I'm going to make you wait to hear my thoughts on that match as well. But I implore you, Filthy, to watch that one. I would say do that as opposed to any of the 975 matches that are taking place right now amongst Marigold and Stardom tournaments.
Wow. Look at that, Mike. You can thank me later. No jumper. Lawler the plug.
Oh, speaking of Lawler the plug, there's going to be another Lawler, and I did like this. If you haven't seen this, folks, it's up on the front page of the website, and this will loop back around to Filthy. I promise you it will. Former WWE NXT Women's Champion Mandy Sachs, formerly known as Mandy Rose, will make a rare wrestling-related appearance for Black Label Pro at Crowning Glory. BLP announced on Wednesday that Sachs will take part in the DraftKings Wrestling Combine at their Crowning Glory event set for Wednesday, September 4th. Sachs joins three former WWE co-workers, Ash by Elegance, Dana Brooke, Mike Rollis, who is Riddick Moss, and boy did they screw up with him, I thought, and Xia Zhao, if I'm saying that correctly, the former Xia Li. Also being also there is Jordan Grace, Parker Boudreaux, and Moose. And that's the talent for the Wrestling Combine, which showcases four men and four women squaring off in a series of athletic contests to determine the best overall athlete. I'm assuming that you are not going to be a part of that combine because you are going to be too busy punching another former WWE wrestler in the face and possibly stretching him, and that is Raj Desi, the former Jinder Mahal, holder of the BLP championship, which you have never won. You were the Midwest champion, but you have never been. Have you?
I was the first ever.
Were you now?
Black Label
I remember
Label
that
Pro
Midwest
champion.
Reign very well, but I don't recall that. So you are going to hopefully take back that title, but this seems like an incredibly wacky show. You got DraftKings sponsorship. You have Jerry the King Lawler making a what is now a rare appearance, or much more rare appearance than he used to do. And you got Mandy Sachs there. Not bad.
Yeah, this is a show that's a fever dream, it sounds like, on the level of something like, I don't know, Onita and a partner taking on Dory Funk Jr. and Nishimura this weekend. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now in pro wrestling.
If you combine both shows, they'd be a Juggalo Championship Wrestling show.
Well, a couple of those took place last week as well at the Gathering of the Juggalos, at which Matt Cross defeated Willie Mack to win the championship.
Was it anywhere near the drug bridge? They're spraying Faygo in the air to celebrate the victory. But this show that's coming up here, the BLP show, you are facing Raj Desi, the former Jinder Mahal. How did this one actually come to be?
That's who that is?
Yes. Who'd you think it was?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Why is your phone going off right
that
now?
That is not mine.
Yes, that's it the is. Best.
No, it's not. Not, Mike.
No, yeah, no, it's not Mike. Click.
That was not mine.
It wasn't mine either. Dom, what the hell is going on over there?
The producer's screwing us again.
My God.
You got cut off last week. You cut your mic.
Yeah.
Was that earlier this week? Now this?
I don't know.
Anyways, I will be walking out once again at Crowning Glory. It's going to be Clowning Glory. As I make a joke out of old Raj Desi. And I'm going to chop him over and over down into the ground. He is the reason, actually, for the Chop and Roll Express name that Brian and I had when we tagged. Yes.
But how did he? I don't remember him throwing many Mongolian chops.
He used to get up on the second rope and he'd get the crowd going and he would do this, Mike. He'd
And chop him.
And I'm looking and I'm waiting and I'm thinking, oh man, he's going to do something really cool. Comes off with the big karate chop to the head. Did not know that the people from the Indian subcontinent were known for their karate skills. usually known more as wrestlers. But hey, you know, he's been going around the world picking up new skills. So hopefully he hasn't refined that chop lately. I'm going to give him one of his own right between the eyes.
You know, you guys are both relatively young men, and I hope that you both not only, because you have the wrestling skills, obviously, already, and you have the fighting skills. We know that about you, Filthy. But you're going to have to pick up skills where you won't be in an event for your new Real American Beer, and you're out there throwing beer cans and hitting 50-year-old women in the head with them and giving them 9 stitches, as allegedly Hulk Hogan was said to do, although there is conflicting information on whether the beer can was thrown by Hogan. According to a Medina Township police report in Ohio, some witnesses told responding officers that Hogan was the one that threw the beer, but other witnesses said it was another crew member who was throwing beers from the stage like a baseball pitch. Officers took it. Yes?
Do we know what color the person that was hit with the beer was?
We don't, but there was a TMZ video of Hogan floating around out there on social media where he seems drunk, because he probably was, and the Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams is playing in the background, which is even funnier to me for some reason. But the quote is this: "You want to get crazy? You want me to throw more beers out? You want me to body slam somebody? You want me to body slam Kamala Harris? I said, do you want me to body slam Kamala Harris?" And then he went on from there and then said something that would be insensitive to Native Americans, not even actually people from the country of India. We'll get Tom's thoughts on that when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now. right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler. We're still trying to figure out where that dinging noise came from in the first segment, but I closed it with a thudding sound of Hulk Hogan once again throwing his reputation on the floor along with some beers. Tom, do you think at 71 years old that you're going to be out there, you know, flinging beers at people off the stage as Summer of 69 plays in the background?
Honestly, I hope so. I mean, that doesn't sound like such a bad time. The problem is that it's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, how did he get back into everybody's good graces as we were talking about off the air?
Well, I believe it was.
How is he still alive? How is his body still going after body slamming the 3-ton Andre the Giant back in the 80s? How hasn't his spine popped out of his back at this point?
I don't know. You'd think his body would have broke down a lot worse than it has, considering he worked 380 days
because he
used to go back and forth over the international dateline all the time.
Was he tossing those beers to his son before he hit the road?
That's hitting with the double blue jay or whatever it was, speaking carny to his son on the phone. Yeah, it just, you know, there's never a good Hulk Hogan story anymore. I guess unless you got a kick out of him being at the Republican National Convention, but I would assume that, you know, that's what a lot of this is probably too, is, you know, Hulk Hogan out there just basically being the one to say, you know, mispronounce Kamala Harris's name and say, "Do you want me to drop the leg on Kamala?" You know, and is she really an Indian or a chameleon? You know, which she apparently was bellowing out at the thing. That was my best Hulk Hogan impression right there, too. I guess I won't get the gig. Ben Affleck is truly better to play Hulk Hogan if they ever make the movie on the Gawker deal.
Can we just quit talking about this guy?
We can. Please. We can. We got to get serious here, considering we just blew it in the entire first segment. So we're going to be serious from this point forward. Going to get right into it.
I don't know that that's what the people want. I think people just want less Hulk Hogan talk.
Don't we all? Don't we all? But that was a way to close that segment and open up this one to get to the real stuff, Tom. And the real stuff is AEW Dynamite last night from the Utilita Arena in Cardiff, Wales. Utilita. Thankfully, I heard Excalibur say that first, because it was I was going to have some problems with that one. Words I have issues with. Thank God I'm on the radio. Some of you have issues with geography. Wales is not England. Scotland is not England. England is England. Together, along with Northern Ireland, they compose the United Kingdom. And Chris Jericho kept saying Cardiff, England, yesterday as a joke, but many of you wrote it or said it somewhere online yesterday. No, don't do that to everybody, okay? Separate people, Joe Calzaghe will kick your ass. But in the first segment of the show, in the final segment of the show, because that's what this show was. It was three big storyline segments and four matches. That's pretty much everything that took place on Dynamite last night, with everything barreling towards All In this coming Sunday. The final segment of the show, AEW World Champion Swerve Strickland was interviewed by Nigel McGuinness in the middle of the ring, so Swerve could tell everyone how he was going to beat the brakes off of Bryan Danielson and break him down to the bone gristle. Said he's going to beat the man so badly that if Danielson didn't already say he was going to retire, he would have to retire. And if Danielson ever got the itch to come back, whether it be at an indie show, Swerve was going to be there. If he decided to put on a mask, go to Arena Mexico, Swerve would be waiting in the street, waiting on Bryan to show up. And, in fact, if Danielson even thought about sitting down with his wife and his daughter to talk about returning, he may even be there too. And that was the trigger point for Bryan Danielson. Came flying out of the locker room, ducked a Swerve punch, hit him with the Busaku knee, then cut the best promo that he has cut in forever. All fired up, he reminded everyone, including the locker room, that a lot of people may say that they're the best wrestler in the world, but he actually is the best wrestler in the world, said it in a way that you would believe that he knows he was the best wrestler in the world, and he's been so for the last 20 years. So, Tom, Brian and I, Dave, a lot of people have had some issues with how this thing has been built up and how Brian Danielson has been portrayed in it, how he has portrayed himself. But last night, if that's all you saw going off the air, that was a hell of a promo, and I'm as fired up now to see this match because of what these two have said to each other last night than I have been through the entire build.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Daniel Bryan, Brian Danielson, whatever his name is, the American Dragon. You know who I'm talking about. The best wrestler in the world. I'm not even going to argue with him after that promo last night. And yeah, I can't wait to see that match on a show that I'm sure is going to have a number of very good matches. I think that one's going to stand out in the end.
You've been in a locker room with Swerve several times, right? Beat his brakes off in MLW, if I recall correctly, right?
That's right, brother.
Why is he, have you ever asked him, or has anybody ever asked him in a locker room, why he wears so much smoky eye makeup?
Well, he didn't look like that all the time.
Okay.
And once I see a guy putting on smoky eye makeup, I stop talking to him.
You don't talk to the mirror then, do you? Never mind. An AEW World Championship run could be in the cards for Darby Allin, and I'm taking this side road here, Tom, for a reason, and that is because up on the front page of the site, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave didn't think he was going to do one this week. There is one up on the site right now. He mentions in it that AEW has seriously discussed Allin getting a run with the World Championship, though it's not clear when that would happen. Allin already has a title shot set up at Dynamite Grand Slam on September 25th because he won the Royal Rampage Battle Royal on July 27th. Meltzer wrote, quote, "We've heard talk of Allin getting a run as champion no matter who wins on Sunday. We know that it's been talked about seriously, but as to when, that's less clear." Allin also has a title match scheduled for All In. He's going to be challenging Jack Perry for the TNT title in a coffin match. And, you know, I take this sidebar here, Tom, just because, okay, with this being said, and a lot of people have been talking about this, not just, you know, and surely in Dave's circles and plenty of others, a lot of people believe that Darby Allin's going to get his hands on the title. What do you think the ultimate result of the title match between Swerve and Danielson is going to be at Wembley? And then what do you then think that champion is going to end up doing on September 25th at Grand Slam against Darby?
I think Daniel Bryan wins that match. I think Darby loses to Jack Perry and gets screwed somehow in this coffin match. And then I think he also loses to whoever's the champion at Arthur Ashe or whatever it is.
Let me throw a scenario
at you. It is too early for...
Well,
no, go ahead.
Unfortunately, though, we've heard all this stuff about Brian Danielson not being full-time, not being under contract, a lot of this and a lot of that. And October 12th, they're in Tacoma for WrestleDream. Adam Page, probably to me, he seems like the odds-on favorite to win the casino gauntlet match that's going to be taking place. And then he will have a stake probably for the title there too, which... Maybe you can do that at Grand Slam, somehow insert somebody else there where you can then wait on Brian Danielson to have the match with Darby Allin, do that in Tacoma, and have Darby win. I know people will be pissed about that, but then it takes you to the end of the year where okay, Jack Perry has got to win over Darby. Darby's the champion. MJF is going to want that title back because at some point he's going to be done with Ospreay. And if you wanted to, you could bring back Sammy Guevara and you could begin 2025 with your pillars fighting over the world championship. Am I overthinking that maybe? Or how about just this maybe? What are the odds that we're getting Bryan Danielson and Darby Allin on October 12th for the title, no matter what happens on the 25th?
That's what I would lean towards, you know. Perhaps it's even as simple as Jack Perry beating Darby Allin here in this coffin match. He's gone. We don't know where he is. Jack Perry's the one that faces Danielson for the title at Arthur Ashe because, hey, he beat the guy that's supposed to get the title shot anyways. Darby Allin comes back there, screws Jack Perry.
It's interesting.
They can wrestle at WrestleDream.
They have options there. And, you know, especially leading into the end of the year, World's End in Orlando, which is now being counter-programmed by WWE. At some point, Adam Cole is going to be back, you would figure. You know, you have not heard hide or hair from him. He was on TV.
Are we sure, really, at this point? I don't know that we can count on Adam Cole recovering. It's been a long time.
It's been a very long time. And, you know, I know Samoa Joe is out there filming movies and doing his thing. At some point, Samoa Joe is going to be back, I would assume, by the beginning of 2025, if nothing else. So they actually have some interesting options there when it comes to his title picture and not even bringing in people like Ospreay and Takeshita and some others as well. Got a lot more to talk about when it comes to last night's Dynamite. I'm taking a look ahead to Sunday's All In, Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. and ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, talking about last night's AEW Dynamite. Before we get on with the rest of what took place last night, it's going to be interesting to see what the rating is, because as all of you out there who love ratings knows, there's competition this week. The Democratic National Convention is airing on about every single other channel besides the CW, and Raw, NXT, Dynamite, and whatever's taking place tonight, TNA Impact and ROH on Honor Club, I'm sure they're more, you know, streamable shows and are watched live, but they're all going head-to-head with the Democratic National Convention, and Raw did not fare as well as NXT did. Raw actually fell 13%, finishing with 1.641 million viewers on USA Network, their lowest total since June 10th. And I believe when you take that out of the mix, the NBA affecting them, you'd actually have to go back to the NFL affecting them at the beginning of the year when a playoff game was played on a Monday. They lost over a quarter of their 18 to 49-year-old demographic, fell 26%, finished at a .50. Meanwhile, Tuesday's NXT drew 639,000 viewers to USA Network, according to WrestleNomics, up slightly from last week's audience of 617,000. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic, a .16, also slightly up from last week's .14. So I actually thought NXT was going to get killed, but their fan base sticks around pretty much no matter what, and they stay in their little bubble. But be interesting to see what Dynamite did last night. Those numbers will probably be out right after we get off the air today. American champion MJF and Will Ospreay was another one of the big angles from last night, one of the big go-home events. Ospreay, they got into a microphone battle to hype their match. Ospreay was just ridiculously over with the Welsh crowd, dominated the microphone for the first part of the segment. They sparred over who the biggest star was. Then MJF got on the microphone for his portion of the proceedings, and he went right into the low road, started talking about meeting Ospreay's wife backstage and his stepchild, which he called Ospreay's so-called kid. MJF said after the conversation with Ospreay's wife that the next kid that Ospreay has will not be his either. And Ospreay then calmly walked over to the ropes, asked Tony Schiavone how much he would be fined by Tony Khan if he put hands on MJF. Tony told him that Khan said the answer was 100,000 pounds or $127,000. They made sure they had the conversion ready for everybody. Ospreay said it was worth it. Threw the first punch, got the best of Max for a bit, but then security intervened. They held Ospreay's arms back because that's what security does to a babyface in situations like this. Gave time Max to put on the Dynamite diamond ring, hit Ospreay in the head with it, busted him open. All of the security got laid out by MJF, who then picked Ospreay up, delivered a brainbuster, and then, being the maniacal bastard that he is, he picked Ospreay's carcass up again, set him up to deliver the Tiger Driver 91, but as he went to raise him up, a security guy went flying in and bear-hugged MJF. I'm probably going to take that moment and put "We'll be right back" on it and then send it over to Matthew on Botchamania. He's then joined by a bunch of other security members. Finally, MJF bailed, and that was that. But I thought a pretty effective segment. It was long, but they're so entertaining and going back and forth with each other and the crowd being so heavy into it, even though it was a very girthy segment here. I thought it actually, you know, ended to be, you know, really, really well.
Mike, it was like 22 minutes of talking.
So
it's just a little bit much for me.
Yeah. Well, again, look, I'm not.
And it was already a talk-heavy show. It was already a promo-heavy show. The ending segment was a promo. We had a promo segment with Britt Baker and the CEO.
Before we get to that, at least there were no children involved in this one. They love bringing in somebody's family and having it piss somebody off, right? I mean, it's, you know, it's amazing, too. Two family members, you know, Bryan Danielson's family gets brought up by Swerve. You know, fans are cheering Bryan Danielson. You got MJF bringing up Will Ospreay, calling his stepkid a so-called kid and playing out his wife. And, you know, the fans are going to cheer Ospreay. And then you got poor Hangman Adam Page. He does have a beef with these fans. He really, really does. When he gets the microphone again, he could point these things out and say how sorry it is that this keeps happening. But they love that in AEW, bringing in somebody's family. Except in the opener, which was the third big segment. It was the contract signing between TBS champion Mercedes Moné and Britt Baker. Physicality was forbidden between the two. A lot of back and forth. You know, before there was a CEO, there was a DMD. Mercedes says that Britt needs this match. Got her dental degree because she didn't think she could make it in wrestling. She's got doubts and all that other stuff. Baker finally said, hey, okay, fine, I can't hit you, but I can hit this B over here, and hit Camille with the microphone, slammed her head on the table. Camille fell back onto Mercedes in the chair, and then Britt dove off the table, or the table onto both of them, knocked them both out of the chair. Was it, it seemed like overkill. I got to be honest, I'm kind of done with the build to that match. I guess, you know, you had to have one time with Britt getting something in after she got laid out by Camille last week. But I'm just kind of ready for the match to happen, and probably even more than that, wondering if Jamie Hayter's going to come back. But what did you think of the segment, and what do you think about their match coming up on Sunday? Who do you think is going to win?
I mean, the segment was fine. Shout out to poor Camille for having to get bonked in the head with the microphone, because that, out of all of the like spots that you could do in a pro wrestling ring that don't look like they're dangerous and they're going to hurt really bad, but they do, that is up at the top of the list, is getting bonked with the mic. So shout out to Camille, like I said. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the match is going to be like. I mean, Britt had a long layoff. Mercedes had a long layoff as well. Really, it's not like she's been wrestling a lot of matches since she came back from that injury. So, you know, it's got the chance to go haywire. It could just, you know, be carried by how hot the crowd is. I don't know. It's not the thing I'm looking forward to most on the show. I can say that.
Four matches on last night's show. Main event match, Darby Allin teaming with FTR to defeat Jack Perry and the Young Bucks when Allin pinned Matt Jackson. After the match, the Acclaimed came out on the ramp, filled some time as well, cutting a promo on FTR and the Bucks. AEW Continental Champion Kazuchika Okada actually put on a performance that, for those of you who had never seen him in New Japan before, you can maybe understand some of the hype that was around him when he signed with AEW, wrestled Claudio to a 20-minute draw. They just did a 20-minute draw on Saturday that earned two teams a title match at All In. Neither Okada or Claudio are booked for All In. That is, unless Claudio, Yuta, and Pac win the collision ladder match and get in that way. No spoilers there. I enjoyed the match. I hated the finish. The build to the match was kind of goofy, and we got a draw, and now we'll have to forget about it until whenever they choose to loop back around. I look forward to it when it does loop back around, but I don't know. There was something about all of this leading into it that I had a bad feeling about, and ultimately that's happening because we're not, to me, getting this match anytime soon.
Well, my guess is they actually get it during the Continental Classic once again, which should be coming up not too far off, if I remember correctly, maybe October, November.
I think that's when that is, yeah, because then it led into World's End and all that sort of stuff. But Toni Storm defeated Saraya to retain the AEW World Women's title. This match went about 8.5 minutes, and it felt longer. It went through a commercial break where Harley Cameron got to jump in and take over on offense for a little while for Saraya, which wasn't all that bad of a thing. Honest to God, I think the average NXT green woman may have had a better match with Toni. She got the win with the Storm Zero, after which she was attacked with the shoe by Mariah May. And once May finished and stared at the hard cam for her moment, they played Toni's music accidentally before hitting the right button and playing hers. Toni Storm, Mariah May, who do you think's going to win on Sunday?
Mariah May's winning that match. But how could you gloss over the World of Sport spot that Toni and Saraya did? An ode, I guess you could say, to Johnny Saint.
They paid tribute in the best way that they could. They did. Now
no was, no no. I don't think that's true. I think they could have done better.
Speaking of Botchamania, a lot of shout outs from Matthew today, but I did see him. I think it was him. IQ Wrestler is who it was that actually somebody put up a split screen of them doing the same thing and Bayley and Becky Lynch doing it slightly better than Saraya and Toni did last night. But yeah, I'll go ahead and tweet that out a little bit later on after the show on my Twitter at SemperVivi. In the opener, Chris Jericho pinned Tommy Billington. This was a really good match, and arguably the most satisfying match of the night. Went almost 10 minutes after the match. Jericho cut a promo on Hook, who came down to the ring and then confronted him. Before Hook could do anything to Jericho, Big Bill took him out from behind and chokeslammed him. I thought Tommy Billington, obviously not a big guy or anything like that, but he's impressive in what he does, I think. Obviously, he's still got a long way to go and everything, but I thought he looked good, and I thought Jericho did a great job throughout that match.
Yeah, AEW is really stocked up on the second, third generation guys. If you look at the roster, I mean, the Von Erichs now, they have their Billington.
Yeah, they're dynamite. I mean, yeah, again, and I, you know,
do you want me to keep going?
Or no? Sure.
The guns.
Yeah.
Right.
DDP's sure. Daughter's there, holding the there microphone and being a minion on some shows.
Saraya.
Mm-hmm. Saraya. Who else? Stokely Hathaway is the illegitimate child of Big Cat Ernie Ladd. You could see the resemblance in height mostly.
Really? I thought it was Carl Winslow.
That's. He's going to need both of them to come back from the dead to save his sorry butt coming up. In fact, we're going to see a little of Stokely in the ring. For a lot of you out there, you may not know this, Stokely's had some matches. It's been quite some time, but he's had some matches before. Saturday's Collision taped on Wednesday after Dynamite, yes?
Didn't he feud with Nick Gage?
Well, he got beat up by Nick Gage, that's for sure, when Wheeler Yuta sold him out, I believe, at that particular Joey Janela spring break that I believe it was. But remember his Ramon days alongside Moose and Ring of Honor? Nobody does. But Stokely, good luck to you. He's going to team up with Chris Statlander to face Nina Samuels and the Masked Kid Lykos 2 on this Saturday's Collision. Willow Nightingale will face Harley Cameron. Hook against Big Bill. Katsuyori Shibata against Jay Lethal, and I'm dying to see that. Jeff Jarrett against Arya Davari. Okay with that, too. Conglomeration, Undisputed Kingdom, and Pac, Claudio, and Wheeler Yuta against Top Flight and Leo Rush in the London Ladder Qualifier. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Wrestling Observer Live. Just got a text from somebody that caught my eye here. I'm going to have to investigate this one a little more thoroughly a little bit later on. Filthy? What do you got planned this weekend? What do you got going on? What do you got happening that you will not be here tomorrow with me?
Tomorrow I will be in Arlington, Texas, the Independent Wrestling Expo. And then Saturday I will be in Cleveland, Ohio for Wrestle Rager 8, the biggest party of the summer, every summer.
Is it going to be on the lake? Is it going to be on a party barge? Where is this going to be held here?
It's at a bar called No Class.
like No Class Bobby Bass. The bar's called No Class.
Yeah, that's the name of the class. Or name of the bar. I'm sorry.
I love it. Just be careful in case somebody starts throwing beers.
It used to be Now That's Class. And then at some point after Wrestle Rager being held there year after year, it has now become No Class.
This has got to be near a college campus, and if it's not, I hope so, because God knows what the property values in that community must be like. You know what you could do? You could sing your theme on the way to the ring like Chris Jericho, who confirmed that once again, just like last year with Fozzy and Judas, he's going to be singing his theme on the way to the ring. Are you going to be singing, Tom? Are you going to break back out?
I'm going to be asking the crowd if they want me to body slam Kamala Harris. Is that what they want to see at WrestleRager 8? You want to see me body slam Kamala Harris? Who wants to see me body slam Kamala Harris? If you give me enough of them real American beers, it might just happen.
I don't think I want to see that. Or any of that beer. But I am happy to see that this show is coming to an end, and so is Brian Alvarez once he gets told about it. Thank you, Filthy. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening and watching. We shall talk to you again after a while.